So now you're seeing torso and torso being combined in the same fashion, sunitinib or sorafenib, that we're doing with RAD. I think combining the mTOR pathway, obviously, with a TKI pathway, to me, makes the most sense because you're combining the two predominant pathways in a clear cell patient. So that was why we immediately took our RAD program, our sorafenib program, and phase one. We're 12 patients into it right now. We're beginning to start our third cohort. We have 6 patients at the first cohort and 6 patients at second cohort, which is at standard dose FDA approval Nexavar. The RAD was 2.5 milligrams, now 5 milligrams, and we're going to take a jump to 10 milligrams on RAD, which is our standard single agent dose. The data early, we're seeing toxicities as one would expect. The hand-foot syndrome from sorafenib that peaks and resolves as they're on it. So they're able to tolerate that dose. And at present, we haven't seen a lot of the mTOR side effects. Occasionally a mouth sore, but nothing that would be dose-limiting at present. So it's allowing us to sort of move up. All the side effects appear to be around Nexavar and similar Nexavar side effects, not worse. So we're encouraged. Too early to speak about efficacy being in the phase one and just initiating it towards 2 months after ASCO.